Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
That is really hard cut. My God.
Yeah, apologies.
Lovely.
Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode number 100.
Oh, he knows it's 124.
If you care about numbers, they're all isolated.
The fact that we said them, yeah, we care enough.
That's true. I'm Chris Trott.
Oh, hi, Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
Oh, hi, Ross Hornby. Who's this?
Are you? I'm Alex Smith.
Oh, no way.
This is my voice.
What? Can't believe it.
God, that aircon is Alex. Kicking out.
Are you chilly?
Are you guys cold?
Well, I've got a hoodie up. We've got jumpers on.
But, like, should I turn it off a bit more?
We'll just turn it off for a minute.
Oh, it's going to get all...
I know. Then it's going to get stuffy. Down, yeah. And then we'll all be like, what's that smell?
While he's turning that down.
So it's been sweaty.
Welcome to the podcast. If you've not come here before, that's okay. You don't really need to have listened to 123 of them.
But at least a couple would have been nice, you bastard.
If a stranger asked you what this podcast is about, do you freeze up and say, I'm not really sure? Because I did.
Yeah.
Someone asked me what it's about. Really? I'm like, oh, I guess we just talk about shit. Which we do.
We do.
And we have done.
I guess the focus is
mochi eating shit.
You know, indulging in a hypothetical is and funny news.
Yeah, the hypothetical is probably the way to anchor it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we just talk crap around.
But we just talk shit is the crux of everything. That's everything we do. Anyway.
Apparently, it's entertaining.
Yeah,
right here.
Really struggle to
relieve that.
Get a grasp of that. Yeah,
yeah.
But it is weird.
Here we are. Anyway,
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Who was the finger pie? Did you say?
Finger was by Matthew Cruz.
Oh, cheers, Cruz.
There's a full version at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that.
Big up.
And obviously, if you're watching the video version of this and you're a Patreon supporter, thank you for all our Patreon supporters.
Thank you,
you'll be credited in the credits at the end. So big now that I need to make two columns.
Oh, you doubled it up.
Two columns
nice.
Now.
And you got to pray that the ending finger is long enough.
Well, hopefully now more people will be seen.
We want you to be seen.
Yeah.
We want to turn the camera around onto you.
There are literally dozens of you.
There are dozens of them. So yeah, let's get stuck into the main crux of the podcast, which is
the meat
hypothetical.
Of the pie.
So next time you freeze up, you'd be like, that's what we do.
We still talk shit, but we talk shit about hypothetical situations.
Stuff that doesn't exist, really.
Like, if you were stuck in a lift, which corner would you piss in? Top left.
It wouldn't make a difference.
No, it would not.
Top left.
Top left.
The
doesn't
spray
matter.
Bank.
Doesn't matter.
Well, that matters.
It doesn't matter where you piss.
It does. Top left matters.
Top bins.
That's a terrible idea.
I'll try and do it down the crack so it goes all the way down.
I don't think I've got the pressure to hit top left. Do you?
Well, I didn't mention a range, as in where I'm stood from. I could be stood right in the corner, just like hands.
Top left.
It depends how much you need it as well, because sometimes you'll have
Yeah, sometimes you've got a real power on.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Or you actually do have to stand back.
But, the dribbles betrayed me so much recently, though. So often am I just like, now I just wet and cold, and just you have to push your penis to a different part of your pants because if the tip isn't resting on the wet spot, you can't feel it as much.
That's not something I've had to resort to yet.
Are you worried about being incontinent?
That was a lot of information.
I don't think I've been.
Are you worried about shitting and pissing yourself imminently?
No, it's more just like
because you've mentioned shitting yourself here before. Like it's a fucking badge of honor.
I'm not trying to normalize it. If that's what you're getting at.
Okay. That's fine. But honestly, you can relate to it. His situation.
Extra dribble is a nightmare. It's something we all have to live with.
I just shake for ages.
Yeah, but like how long?
Helicopter.
Because also
helicopter that thing.
When you're wearing like thermals and underwear and jeans and you're like trying to tuck it all out the way, there's always, it betrays you with a little kink in the base, and then you flop that bugger away. It
creates a slight blockage.
Yeah, and then boom, wet pants.
Yeah. I'll 3D print you a little cap.
Oh. Like a box.
a little thimble for your
belt. I already use a cock thimble. Remember those little like rubber pop things you used to like stick on the table, push in the middle, and it'll go up? Yeah, I use one of those.
Oh, nice.
What were they called? Something poppers?
Diaphragms.
They look like them. They're just weird little toys they gave to kids.
You shall not pass.
That wasn't the hypothetical.
Anyway, no, but it's very relatable. If you do have dribble, try and maybe use a bit of tissue, I think, in your case.
It's not that.
It's impossible to...
It's about making sure that the channel is clear. You need to rake that thing
from the bottom to the top.
You need to rake it
from the bottom to the top, drain that thing. Get a toothpaste tube. Really dry everything.
Well, actually, I've got a pocket-sized pump, right? This tiny little pump I got for Christmas.
For
pumping things up. For deflating things.
Okay.
And it uses a lithium-ion battery and a really high-powered fan system.
That makes it... Like, how big is it?
Like, about the size of a D-cell
battery.
How
much of, like, a piercing word does it make?
Is that for spraying keyboards? No, it's for...
So I've got one of those, and that could work.
So what if I just carry one of those all the time and I can just, doesn't matter about a dribble, I'll dry my pants off.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to like pump out the remaining residue. Yeah.
The Dutch approach to pump.
Know. Yeah.
It's
to claim more
quite
land.
The conundrum, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, no, shake correctly and that's the advice I give.
That's great.
It's not enough, apparently.
Some people's anatomy.
Take a small hair
dryer.
There
is a blockage in the base, I think, unless you can get fully vertical.
Can you guys go down there?
And check it out.
Sorry,
if we bought some complicated medical equipment, do you think?
Well, I've got you can get those ear things which you can kind of little camera on it. What about that? Why don't we just
put that down?
See what's going on.
This would be the first time we would ever look down a pee hole.
Yeah,
how would we be qualified to be like, oh yeah, there's your problem?
We've all seen the boys. We can see. We know what's inside.
And people don't like.
What's a normal versus what's abnormal? We're gonna have to like have a control.
Next, you're going to tell me you think that.
So we need
someone.
One of us needs to look into our own penis and see.
To be like, that's how it should be. Now let's look at the messed up insides of Smith.
It's just a long tube. It's just like a really long garden
catheter.
Hose.
Yeah, but there might be a kink in yours.
Exactly. This is the problem. The longer the hose, the more likely the problems you're going to have.
Oh, that's true. Mine.
Well, there's a little skin track that holds urine in, and then
we had to burn it away.
Yeah.
So you want to get like a cauterizing wire to do that?
So we're performing surgery as well.
100%.
I had a friend who had that done. That's bad. It's painful. And you have to have a catheter in like for like 6 weeks to make sure that it doesn't like fuse your cock like hole.
Have you tried a catheter? Maybe
no, I don't. Oh my god.
Maybe that'll sort it out.
Apparently you have to do it until you can stop the feeler pushing feeling on your bladder. That sounds so fucked.
No!
Okay, anyway, let's move on.
No.
So today's hypothetical is
anything to do with that?
Nothing. I don't know, maybe. I haven't read this yet. It looks like there's a couple of paragraphs. Okay. Pay attention to this. The bugs all become sentient at once and are frighteningly intelligent. One day, out of nowhere, every creature that's clearly visible to the naked eye, and that one...
I didn't fully proofread this.
Did you write this? Or
I
was
didn't
this
fully proofread this. This is from Reddit again.
One would casually consider a bug gains the cognitive abilities of your average 10-year-old child. In addition to the ability to telepathically communicate with any human brain within about a meter of itself. Holy shit, these powers are insane. So a very quiet signal can be heard up to 90 centimeters away. What the fuck is this detail? Bugs are acutely aware of pieces of human culture which have been relevant in the public mind over the course of the past 40 to 60 years as a side effect of their psychic power. They beg for mercy when they're about to be killed, ask for directions when lost, request food when starving, and otherwise act like humans would.
Like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, well, up to the age of 10, apparently. Where am I? They can't communicate with any other species and can't even communicate psychically with each other. Is that a word? That's psychically.
Mm,
however,
I guess so.
When sending normal biological signals, they'll also send matching psychic signals of the same content, i.e. when a cricket chirps, it'll talk about how lonely and horny it is. Examples of bugs for clarification, all insects, arachnids, millipedes, and centipedes.
Right, so just what is a hypothetical?
Just like what we do?
How, yeah.
What are we doing
so
here?
Basically, within 90 centimeters
do you kill
of
them?
Any insect, you're going to hear their telepathic needs and wants translated into English for us based on their like general... And they've got the 10-year-old, the brains of a 10-year-old human.
Oh, my God.
So what are they doing with it?
They're like, oh, my God.
They've gathered all the 10-year-old humans' brains up.
Do you reckon a lot of them will start to realize like they're going to have this awareness that they didn't have before? Because a lot of insects are quite... analog, really.
They're also very short-lived, and their societal structures require them almost not to have... I mean, imagine a worker bee going, like, anti-work, you know?
It's kind of really unfair, isn't it?
I feel like if it was a small enough insect and it was, like, kind of within range of maybe your desk and it's not really getting in it going anywhere, you're just hearing that, then. You're hearing, like, a...
You'll know that,
you know that there's
fucking
something
hell,
there.
I need some fucking food. Like, I'm so hungry. Where the fuck am I?
I feel like clean air zones would reverse, and people would like want to live in dirty air zones, so there's just no bugs.
They're right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, finally, a bit of peace and quiet and smog.
Yeah, everyone's wearing gas masks.
Like, yeah, like, it's good though because there's keeps, none of the noisy bugs.
Yeah,
it'd be super annoying as well.
Yeah, or like move to like the poles somewhere that there's not, you know, too many bugs.
Oh, just move to the poles.
I mean, can you, so what does it say that you can communicate?
It's not that ridiculous in a world where suddenly all the bugs have started. Yeah. So what are you going to do about this constant psychic noise? Oh, don't take any ridiculous steps.
Well, you've got to be careful about moving everyone to the poles because the earth will flip.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's true. It might the weight. Roll around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when they...
Put too much weight.
Every person jumping in China, was it China? Would cause a huge earthquake on the other side.
Oh, wow.
I'm also going to hijack this quickly to be like, you know when the earth rotates a certain direction?
Mm-hmm. Wait, when, it goes
when
the
you,
other way.
When you walk in the direction the earth is turning,
yes.
Do you go slower than you would if you were walking against the turn of the
isn't that how planes work?
As in like faster?
Faster. So let's say the earth is spinning towards you and you walk towards like, you know, the oncoming land, does that mean you're going to move quicker?
I guess so. I would. I'm not going to say a final answer. I don't know. But
shut your fucking mouth.
Sorry, Siri's trying to interrupt.
Trying to get involved. Yeah.
Pretty annoying.
But isn't that how? Well, that's what planes do. So obviously, it's longer. The return journey from LA is
that's headwind
is longer than
that's wind.
That's true, but like
that's not the Earth rotating.
You don't think it's.
But I mean, so why wouldn't you want your?
Well,
house?
Does it depend on how fast you can walk? I mean, this is again. We need
it's
Simon Clark.
Like, why is it the houses in the east? That like commuter houses would be cheaper, surely, in the east of somewhere because that's the earth is coming
what
towards
is east
you.
Of a,
it's got to be marginal.
What's east of a sphere?
It's going to be so marginal that it's not that doesn't make any difference.
I know the answer to this as well, by the way.
Oh, you do? Well, we'll throw it our way. I mean,
inertia.
Okay.
So it's about inertia.
It's like jumping in a car, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're in the field of physics where your effect, so it doesn't really do anything. It
doesn't change anything, no, because of you have to be outside the
orbit, right?
You have to overcome the inertia that's acting upon you in order for it to matter. Otherwise, you move relatively to your relative position in this sphere. But I thought about I was thinking this the other day, and my brother, who's quite a lot smarter when it comes to things like this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dumber.
No.
Yeah, I think you would. And also, if you start sprinting and really push down, you start speeding up the rotation of the
earth. Like,
we all start pushing
I'm
really hard.
I'm seriously writing it all down. Okay, right. So team effort, we're going to speed up the earth this year.
Everyone start running this direction.
Yeah, come on,
no
everyone.
No one go the other way.
4 p.m.
You've got to push against something, though, otherwise it won't work.
That's good to know.
Anyway, back to the ludicrous bug thing.
So within 90 centimeters, you're hearing bugs speaking, understanding that they're sentient, understanding that they're probably learning that everyone else is kind of like working on base. Actually, no, all insects are going to be suddenly 10-year-old human level of intelligence, aren't they?
Mm.
They're going to suddenly
I'm really struggling to grasp
their...
what that is, though, in terms of like...
10 is like
it's pretty like
sophisticated.
Yeah.
I think that's like a kid that understands that it's got memories at this point.
So will they team up, do you think? Do you think they start forming alliances? And they,
I don't know, because they're going to understand like the fragility and shortness of their lives.
Yeah.
And feel like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. These big people up here...
Well, they have the intelligence. They don't necessarily have the point of reference of a human being. They're not going to go like,
They know the culture of humans in the last 40 to 60 years.
Yeah, culture's one thing, but like the experience of being a human being. Like for them, time is
still... You don't know what it's like, man.
Like
down there.
Yeah, their relative like experience is going to mean that they still experience like time and life at the same rate. So maybe that wouldn't panic them. I mean, they may find themselves insignificant, but then why don't we think we're insignificant to other long-lived animals?
Well, I think when you watch a space documentary, I feel quite insignificant.
Yeah.
I think there's a scale
about
thing
about the
well.
Scale of and the tiny size of Earth versus
well, imagine we were like
space.
Ant-sized to a bigger species living on our planet. Yeah. I think that would change things.
Gigafauna.
Not fauna, just like big walking bipeds
point.
Like us.
Huh?
Walking over us.
Fauna just means animals. Time. Like flora is plants, fauna is animals. Gigafauna is like big animals, basically. Yeah.
Gigafauna, yeah.
So there's probably a spider in this room.
Fucking hell, where the fuck am I?
But like,
this room
how loud is that voice, do you think? Is it? What does it say here? They can't communicate with any
telepathic.
Other species and can't even communicate psychically with each other. So they're not talking to each other. They only communicate with humans.
Right.
According to this.
So they're quite isolated, really, and they can psychically deliver stuff to humans only. So psychically means, D&D-wise, psychically is like, if
like
you're within
D&D
90
thing.
Centimeters, it's like it's in your head. It's like they're right there in your head.
If the mosquitoes managed to coordinate themselves they worked out that they could take some sort of terrible disease and transmitted from an animal and infect all of humanity... mosquitoes would take over the world.
So they have to understand the basics of like
just drain everyone's blood.
But they could, because like and I mean ants as well maybe, but I think that the insignificance of a lot of insects, like physical insignificance, would mean that they wouldn't be so problematic. I think we just have to find a way to live alongside them until you get terrorist mosquito cell that then bioweapons the lot of us.
Yeah.
Or we'd all have to, I mean, it's in your brain they're communicating with you, right? So it's like you can't even whack some headphones on and drown that shit out. You're just like...
You can't plug up your ears.
What did your spider say to you this morning? Oh, he called me a twat, actually, as I was shaving. And then I stomped on him until he died.
Yeah.
That'd be quite a good, like, torture. Just, thing,
I killed him. I pulled his legs off and heard him cry.
Oh,
and,
God!
Yeah.
A screaming psychically in your mind.
It hurts so bad.
It's pretty brutal. But, like, been also
alive
just
a day.
Really freaky to hear that. I would lose my mind just...
What if you accidentally kill things as well? Like, you just sit down and
you
like,
just hear, no, no, stop me, you fucking prick. You didn't quite kill me. I'm still crawling away. And they just slightly kind of hobble away. You didn't realize the fuck. I sat on a spider, but it's not quite dead. Do I finish it off?
Please? Get a Lynx can and a lighter.
I'll burn it. Really burn it. I'm assuming I'm sat on a sofa here. That's not good. So you look like someone who would do that.
I'd love
it. Done.
Give me a good
even
reason.
Even if they're like screaming in pain.
Give me a reason to creatively destroy
things. How long do you
think
you could hold down that aerosol before it got back into the can?
I've never seen
one do
it.
That was the fear, wasn't it? That was the fear.
I've never seen one do it. I think it could do it.
I've never held it long enough to even...
I think
that was a long time
big
ago.
Big enough velocity coming
dangerous.
Out.
Don't play
to prevent it going back in, right?
If the can heats up, I think you're in trouble. Mm. But I mean, honestly, like, I often think that. I'm like, I'd love to learn to blow stuff up. You know, like imagine...
Well, don't we know it? You made all sorts of weird stuff up. As a kid.
But to have like a legitimate reason to do it would be incredibly motivating, you know. Like, obviously, I'm not particularly pro
humans.
Yeah, not really about that. Otherwise, I want to join the forces.
Destroy livestock. Like, what?
Yeah,
reasons
like,
could it be other than just like a film? Like being like a practical SFX guy in film would be way
yeah.
Like, we get to blow
though.
Some crazy shit up, and it's like
it's
cool. Yeah, but all the safety checks.
Yeah,
you could just
really
be professional.
As well.
I need like
demolitions.
Gorilla. No, I want like gorilla. I want to be making it in a
construction.
Like,
you want to be doing homemade bombs.
Yeah. There's something about that. That's
fucking hell.
Yeah, right. We've got to blow up this insect meeting. They're going to be meeting. It's going to be. This is it. They're going to
discuss bombs.
The mosquitoes and the flies joining in union, and it's going to be a disaster. What can you make us? And I'm like, aerosol incendiary explosives. You know, right? You see the whole room just boils in an instant, like you know, like some sort of like bunker buster.
Oh, so it's not get stuff. You've got a budget.
Okay. Oh no, I mean these are just things I can make. You can make at home. You know, like
okay,
well,
good.
What we're going
to
use?
Aren't there professionals that do this? So bug bombs and whatever.
Yeah, but they have to consider things like property damage. Yeah. Not in this book. No.
Imagine dealing with termites.
More creatively explosive and devastating is the better.
Yeah. Where there used to be a building filled with termites, you just want a crater, right? That's what we're working with. And I'm like,
what about
that's my brief.
Termites seem like a nightmare to deal with. Ugh.
Yeah, fuck that. What about an IED? Yeah. Right. But on top of that, desktop fan.
Yeah.
Horizontal, not like pointing at you. Mm-hmm. It spins on each blade aerosol cans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
a Catherine wheel.
And then you're going to time it so that when you throw it, it will trigger the aerosol spinning.
Nice.
Which will spread out the thing. And then the IED will go off, triggering all the gas and explosion.
I think they call that an air fuel bomb.
Is that a real thing?
In the biz. Yeah, yeah. There used to be, I think they used them in Vietnam, basically napalm, but I think there's another form of stuff. Anyway, the other thing I thought about is the fact that this is actually happening as well. A little bit of
a bit of trivia,
a little bit of terror for you. Well,
terror.
So you know ticks.
Get all the keywords.
Everyone
in
loves
there.
Ticks, right?
Bombs, terror.
Oh, love
you know
them,
ticks.
Go on, yeah.
The ones that suck your blood and get all big and white.
Yeah.
They're getting more prevalent because of our winters are getting milder. So it's the same with termites, right? If you get a nice cold winter,
right,
it kills them off, which is what you want. You want them to die off because they can be too successful otherwise. Same with ticks. It tends to kill them off. But because things are getting milder, ticks are moving from like grasses and forests and things like that, where they used to predate on like deer mainly and stuff like that, into people's gardens because they're not dying during the winter, breeding even more, and then migrating through grasses into gardens and becoming
ticks
more and
disgusting.
More common.
Yeah. You can get Lyme's disease, right? Is that?
Yeah, Lyme disease, yeah.
Yeah, I've had to pluck some out of my dogs before. And yeah, not Murphy, lucky. Yeah, but
I guess, yeah.
In longer grass and like fields and stuff, like, yeah, it's quite easy. But you had one like a horn on my first dog, and it was just this, you could see the little, I was like, what the hell is that? It's a weird little, you kind of could flick it, it was perfectly like fine.
Mm.
And you look close and the little legs just, that was, I almost threw up
it's
in my dog's face.
Because
obviously you need to pinch the fucker and pull that thing out.
Yeah.
You just get the whole head, otherwise it keeps going.
It embeds in there, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, they're sentient now. And they got the mind of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, they're sentient. They're gonna.
Well, I'm gonna.
So this is where
you'd
want to bring in the air fuel bombs, wouldn't you? You'd just be like, God, I want to see these things absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, but what does that do to the, you know, ecological situation?
Pretty reset.
Because it's like they say, well, you know, destroying any kind of insect is damaging.
Taking something out of the chain. It's true. Nature relies on systems.
If they're real assholes about it, they should probably go, right?
Well, there's an
who
excess,
defines what an asshole is?
We do, because we're apex, baby.
Of course we do.
So I'd use
those
something called a daisy cutter bomb.
But most bugs are assholes.
You want daisy cutters
daisy
for this. Yeah.
Okay.
What's
drop
that?
It from, you know, some form of aircraft. Maybe we can make that as well.
Are these miniature? Can we not just do this with like an RC plane?
We could
plane?
Do try
because
it,
I'm,
yeah.
We're talking about bugs here, not
you got to cover
people.
A lot of ground, though. That's the problem. So you're going to need at least a 500 kilogram bomb.
What happens if we kill all the bugs? The birds die off? The like...
Well, they probably already got hit by the daisy cutter, to be honest with you.
What was the insect you were
the
killing
birds
off?
Have gone.
Ticks.
Ticks, right.
Daisy cutter.
So imagine being in that plane, right?
Yeah.
And you've got like a whole squad of people and they're ready to drop the bombs.
Yeah.
But then you hear that voice in your head.
Yeah.
It's a tick insurgent in your plane.
Oh, my God.
And there's a whole like really well-trained squad of ticks that are about to like take you out.
Sounds like a David Cronenberg film.
Yeah.
Like a really weird, just bugs are everywhere and...
And they're all sentient.
Gross.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
What's the twist?
What is the twist in this one? You are the bug at the end. You didn't realize it, but you're actually... there's a bigger
you're just
planet.
You're dreaming, yeah.
And there's a bigger species, and you were one
and
of them
And I'm just
along.
In the grass.
And you are just in the grass. That's the twist. That sounds like an M. Shyamalan, kind of cop-out
it does,
twist.
Actually,
just like... I guess everyone's dead or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know. Just zoom it out.
How do they do it in Lost?
Yeah. You didn't think of this. Oh, shut up. I didn't think of this. Fuck off. I did think of this. Everyone said that Lost was purgatory for ages.
But look, he's allowed to make these films because of the two films he made, which were okay.
Which was?
Sixth Sense and
Sleepy Hollow.
Broken? Well, no, Unbroken.
Did he do
Sleepy
Hollow?
The guy that likes Helena Bonham Carter did it, right? Bonham Carter?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton,
Burton was
did
Sleepy,
he do
Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow.
I think so.
Oh.
He did...
Was Johnny Depp in it?
The Village.
Yes.
Did he do The Village?
Was Helena Bonham Carter in it? I don't know, actually.
Yes.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Then it was. It's a diagram.
It's a
goes back to Tim Burton.
To Tim Burton.
Yeah.
So my other favorite M. Night Shyamalan, The Village.
Yeah,
I loved The Village.
The
I
music.
Thought that was a great film. You didn't like The Village? Signs
because,
or Village?
I didn't like it because of the twist.
I loved the
I
twist.
I preferred Signs because I thought it was aliens. The idea was dumb.
Oh, because
again.
You agree with Mel Gibson? Yeah, we know Ross.
No, but the idea was. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was really good in it. I thought like
oh,
the
wait,
whole idea
to water.
The whole idea of like you know being invaded was like an interesting like concept.
The way they were
I thought it was done
was cool.
Well and like you know being on this kind of like isolated farm and obviously he's dealing with you know loss of his wife and shit and all this other kind of it was good. But then the reason that they died is very odd. But I enjoyed that film more than The Village.
There's a lot of
The Village just
twist.
Ended up pissing me off as a concept.
It
was, but that's because
village.
Of the twist. If the, we spoiled it by saying that there's a twist.
There's always a twist. It's an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong film.
Yeah, that's true.
He's going to make the next film he makes won't be a twist.
No.
I don't know whether the twist.
That's the twist is there was no twist.
It's just a regular
kind of fucking Wahlberg. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and for some reason I keep getting film roles.
That was so bad. That is the Happening.
The Happening.
Where people just started dying randomly and like, fuck, don't even bother watching it.
Okay.
Like, it's so bad because the twist is so underwhelming and shit.
All right. Okay.
That it's just like, why did I spend time watching this film? Some people might have enjoyed it, I guess. I don't know what the rating is, but like, The Happening was a very. It's just like, why is nobody worried about the bees? The bees. And then there's just. It's the fucking wind.
It's the fucking wind.
Except you're laughing at it because it's an absurd.
It is.
But that's what it is.
The way you delivered
it. It's carried on the wind.
That's what they're trying to. Yeah, they don't fully explain it. But I mean, you know, you don't have to fully explain some of these things to make them interesting. I mean, look at Inception. They didn't really fully explain how they got into the. They just bring out a fucking case and they go, "We can do it." It's like, okay, I'm not going to spend too much time thinking
it's
about how they can do it
when you just leave that stuff.
Yeah, don't try
and explain it.
But they all just ended up like killing themselves in like the most weirdest ways.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Shit.
Very strange.
What's
film.
Happening? Is that what they say when they go into each room? They find a new crime scene?
What was another one?
This is happening.
The Unbroken one was good. Is it Unbroken?
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then the one with the Scottish dude who did like all Mr. of those Garson. Different like characters because he had schizophrenia. What is that one called?
Yeah, that one's actually all right.
I thought that one was quite good actually.
Split.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was pretty good.
That's part of the unofficial trilogy.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I thought that was done quite well.
Partly because James McAvoy is pretty good.
Yeah, I did a lot of characters.
You know, he's one of only a handful of working class actors to actually get.
Did he start on Shameless, the UK version?
I might have done. Yeah. I was reading a really interesting article about how like the entire UK acting industry is just filled with privileged people. Like basically you've got to be a posh Etonian to like Benedict Cumberbatch, a bunch of other people like that. They've all gone to the schools.
You have to go to specific schools and stuff. And
if you grab, it's like nepotism, basically. Nepo babies they were talking about.
Yeah.
And they said, do you think it's bad in the US? Look at the UK. And like literally they named like, three really prominent actors, one of which was James McAvoy.
Henry Cavill.
Who haven't been to like these.
Yeah, but half it's the foot through the door. It's like, well, if you know someone who has, you know, a modicum of talent and it happens to be, the director's son or something, or, you know, Peter Capaldi's singing son, you got a foot through the door, you can get to the right people and bam.
It doesn't do much for
social mobility though, does it?
Yeah, but there are always breakthrough acts and stuff who don't go through that same path, but. It's like anything. You would follow a specific path if you know that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's like there's specific like dancing schools as well, where basically they all end up in Casualty and EastEnders and stuff.
From dancing.
Dancing.
How bad can it be?
What was it called?
But how many musical specials do they do?
It's not even about dancing. It's the fact that like it's just like these people are confident and they do like drama and singing and stuff as well. A big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this all came from. James McAvoy, wasn't it? Anyway, the bugs is a weird thing.
What's the next hypothetical?
Let's have a look.
The second best.
Okay. This one says, if Earth had rings like Saturn, would it impact life in any discernible way? This assumes that Earth has always had rings, or at least in written human history. Obviously, if Earth suddenly gained rings, people would be freaking out. What? I mean, I don't know enough about the rings on Saturn to know what they do. Are they not just treated like satellites? As in, like, they're just a load of tiny.
rocks. It's asteroids, yeah.
They're all like, yeah. Well, it actually depends.
It depends on what it is, but let's assume that it's like just a belt of rocks. A lot of the time it's ice, for example. Like some of them are ice, some of them are rocks, some of them.
So most of them come from like a collision of an asteroid or something that
ends or a moon that's like shattered or something.
Yeah, and then the gravity of the.
This is all kind of spinning.
But I think it'd be really good. I think that there would probably be resources that we could harvest. It would probably impact how we do satellites because there'd be areas where satellites.
What's the distance from?
Another good question.
Saturn, like, I mean, surely it's still really far away.
It's
still far away enough that it's like not really impacting. It's like, you know,
this feels like a question for like an astrophysics PhD.
Yeah.
There's definitely a point where like the what's it called? You know, when you in Kerbal, where you've reached that specific point and you're in orbit,
you're outside of the gravity well.
No, there's the term for reaching.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah, apoptosis or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Azimuth.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That's where you can see a definitive ring around Saturn, where it just stops being a ring because those are the bits that just get sucked into the gravity well of Saturn into the atmosphere. Or lack thereof. I reckon.
Would it impact with my degree in film? That is asking a question to people who know already.
I reckon the sun casts a shadow on the rings.
Oh, do you think
that's going to change the temperature of what's under the rings, right?
Yeah.
It would also reflect some of the heat, right? So anyone like directly at the equator, that might change temperatures.
Equator? I barely know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that?
I don't know, man. That's a pretty tough question to answer with any kind of... Should we try and make it funny? What do we imagine lives in these rings?
Ring people live in the rings.
Yeah, they all have like hollow heads and they're just donut heads.
So their heads are rings as well?
Their heads are rings.
Right.
But the rest of them are normal humans.
Oh. Hold on. How does their head connect? Does the neck connect to the back of a ring? Like, does the neck go
neck,
up and then it like rings
ring.
Out? Like, yeah.
But like vertical. So you got a hollow in the middle.
Do they wear things inside the ring? Do we think?
They fill the hole in with like fashion accessories.
Like an exercise ball.
Or like a tennis
people
net.
People have gone out. This is a future thing. They've all gone out there to form the ring. Is that what we're thinking? Maybe the planets become overcrowded.
We want a ring. We're just going to get
one. Yeah, the planets become overcrowded. They said, well, what we can do is we can put you all on like these individual kind of asteroid-sized... like rocks, but you have to live on there and go around the planet.
It's my rock.
But the rock is man-made, so Earth is also losing some of its mass.
Oh, right.
So what's the smallest rock you'd live on?
Dwayne Johnson.
Nice.
Do you want like a diameter?
I mean, here's my new hypothetical. You all get a rock in the ring of this planet, right?
Okay.
Fucking hell.
You trade.
It's just like when you get like a patch of land somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You trade square footage for lifespan. Let's say you live 1,000 years, right?
Oh, my God.
For every year you give up, you get an extra square
foot
of space.
Okay.
What's the smallest space you'd like to live on for what period of time? So let's say you have 500 square feet.
It's definitely diminishing returns, right?
Yeah.
Past a certain point, it's like, it's too many rooms in this goddamn mansion.
Yeah, exactly.
But living 1,000 years in a kind of a tiny little box is... just misery extended.
Yeah, there's a
so you need to find
point.
A balancing point where it's just like
500 square.
Yeah.
500 years.
Yeah, it probably feels like the best option, right? How big is 500 square feet?
That's 500 years is a fucking long time.
I think that's that
time.
Big.
It's pretty big.
Is everyone else you care about living for 500 years?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to... Is this the vampire complex?
And you can jump between rocks
of...
and see other people.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Rock jumpers.
But each time it's risky. You like have to jump through 0G. And if you don't like...
get it perfect.
Get the angle right,
you
just cry
out into space. There's so many droppers. We get so many droppers.
Doesn't like
overconfident
the,
droppers. Yeah. Too young, he says. He's only 300.
I think certain like how far out you go from the ring changes like the trajectory, but like the velocity. So like the ring can be faster or slower. I can't remember which way around it
is. Well, the inertia of the ring is locked into you. Let's say for now as well.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I think this room is actually about probably.
This is going to be some funky.
It's like
Google 500 square feet in size because I don't
this
think that's
is
very
not,
much.
This is
but this
9
is not 500
feet.
Square feet.
This is smaller than
this
500
is like
square
9
feet.
Foot.
I think
by
my flat's like 74.
4 5 feet. No, 7 by.
He doesn't know. Just
12.
Google 500 square feet.
What?
I don't know.
Just visual. Google like the 500 square feet visual representation. Yeah, and we can find out how big.
Visualized. This doesn't really help for an audible podcast. I mean, that's 46
so
square meters.
It. Go to images.
Images. Okay, we're going to describe the image to you. is this...
500 square feet is about the size of a large double garage.
You can fit two reasonable sized cars.
That's really small.
It's not much for 500 years.
For an entire life on a rock that big.
I mean, that's
for
like
500
years.
Yeah. The size of
an average flat. Like, yeah. What,
and
maybe
it doesn't
one
get
bed.
Much yeah. bigger if you give up like 200 more years. Yeah.
It's a studio flat.
It's going to suck.
It's a studio flat for 200 years or however long.
Well, hell, let's just make it like 950 and only have to deal with it for 50 years. 999 square feet. I'll see you in a year.
Yeah, I'm dead. Fuck this.
Yeah.
For those lowballers who just, literally give up 999 years entirely.
For a square foot.
And but they get like a fucking planet.
Oh, right. I see.
That'd be shit, though.
Yeah, it needs to be more like exponential.
I got this fucker for a year and I'm dead.
That's a good point.
But
joke's on us, really. You could get a 300 square foot asteroid and you could just build really tall.
Oh.
Just build lighthouses everywhere.
What is that weird pole coming out of the ring?
Nerd pole!
He's nerd
it looks
pole.
Like it's losing its balance. It's spinning in a weird...
Whoa!
Fuck.
It's okay, after a while I stopped vomiting. So much spinning around the axis of an asteroid.
You have to create one of those things in Interstellar where it like counters the gravity.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I mean, it'd be something to fill your time with, though, wouldn't it?
It would.
Trying to desperately work out how to stop puking.
Yeah, when you're not like, feverishly trying to sort food out or like surviving the basic elements of where you've decided to live now.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted a little bit more land.
You can steal other people's rocks. There is land grabbing.
Okay, land grabbing.
Fuck, it'll be
shit.
Like so dog eat dog.
I'm pretty sure I saw him jump the other day and he didn't make it. So I'm going to take his place.
People with like mansions that only live for 3 years that are just like getting invaded all the time.
200 IQ play, sling some people's rocks at other people's rocks.
Nice.
It's going
to
be hell.
How about you convince someone to give up 999, live next door to you.
Yeah.
They die in a year, you inherit.
Exactly.
Well, that's a whole other thing, isn't it?
That's so where does that... So you've got to gaslight your rockmate.
Does someone give up their years to take that over? Or does it immediately... Is it like... that? Was it limited film? No, it was just in the time?
Oh, just in time?
Just in
time. Surely not.
There's no way they'll call a Justin Timberlake film just in time.
Click is...
in time? It might just be called
Adam
in time.
Adam Sandler, isn't it?
In time, it might be.
Where like the moment he goes into a larger space, it just drops off. Is that fuck? So maybe there's a... I mean, I'm creating a barrier, but... Also, so, we don't know the rule. We're making the rules up as we go.
As my fellow rock livers, I mean, this sounds like a Minecraft mod waiting to happen. As my favorite rock liver,
it's called Skyblock.
Fellow rock livers, I feel like I need to tell you, as soon as I got up here, I reached in my pocket, grabbed all of my small change and threw it really hard in the opposite direction. In about
you just have loads
15
of...
or 20 hours.
They're going to be bullets.
They are going to be bullets. So I say be inside
until you
hear those come through again.
And is it all at head height thrown?
Yeah.
And so the whole ring is just going to have killed people.
It's going to be like a rail gun shotgun.
And it's never going to come down unless you find a way to stop it. Because it's going to penetrate through pretty much anything.
Well, I mean, I guess. It depends on how much speed
it
is.
Fire one grenade launcher out into space, and that's just enough. All the fragments just travel around.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to throw coins so fast into orbit that the metal melts into like a spike because of the speed it's going, and it just becomes an endless...
Loads of fucking spikes.
I think that if it impacted with something, it can turn into a liquid thing. But I think because you're in a vacuum, unless it impacts with something else, it's not going to change temperature.
Not create
or
friction.
If it if it went through the atmosphere, it would start to change.
Right.
I think it needs to resist against something to start changing in temperature.
Yeah, it needs air resistance, doesn't it?
Something like
at
that.
At least.
But like,
because that's why asteroids that are going like hundreds of thousands of miles an hour in space don't just set on fire.
There's going to be an asteroid that's like getting almost as close to the satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Being the closest one.
Yeah,
it's probably still far away enough that it's like, oh, yeah, let's not worry.
Yeah. Also, like I think, like our furthest out satellites are way out there, out there, like low Earth orbit, and then medium and far. They're like huge distances. I won't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Space trash now, isn't it? All that stuff up there.
Starlink, they're just chucking it up.
I mean,
let's chuck a few more tiny satellites up there.
What are they for?
I don't know.
Internet,
just so that we can hit all the other ones.
Yeah.
So Ukrainians can use Tinder on the battlefield.
I'm actually going to microtransaction sunlight and just block sunlight with Starlink and move it out of the way for people that pay.
Oh my God.
That's a Mr. Burns Simpsons thing, isn't
Wasn't
it?
Yeah, they is block it? Out the sun. Mm-hmm. He blocks out the sun with a giant like dome thing.
Like a disc.
Gets people to pay.
A disc. Yeah.
But that's actually a really good point. You want access to sunlight? I mean, you know, you can
pay
even,
for your it's, yeah, beam. It's of very, light.
A lot of self fuckery in that involved in that, but
complicated, isn't it?
You know.
We need an expert. We need, again, Dr. Simon Clark.
Science-based questions, we keep
making science-based things.
Yeah.
But that is a solid... I think that was a great hypothetical that we made up.
Yeah.
We went beyond the Patreons, and we did support the Patreons with our two questions there about insects, which is weird.
The insect one is freaky. Like, yeah, that would just throw me off. I think a lot of people would probably just go crazy.
I think so.
Hearing bugs all the time, or like just... Yeah, being in a room and it starts whispering to you.
A lot of like real estate listings would be like bug free.
Fumigate the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, bug free. We've nuked this.
Yeah, bug free space.
Bug free.
Hey, here's a crazy thing to finish on.
Go on.
I read very, very recently, as in they
were doing. You can't read. You told me you couldn't read.
I know.
You can't even read a clock.
There is currently a radioactive capsule lost somewhere on a 1,400-kilometer stretch of highway. In Western Australia. It is an 8x6 millimeter cylinder. Millimeter. So
oh my God, it's tiny.
Tiny.
It's like smaller than a tic-tac.
About the same size as a bolt, like a small metal bolt. It's used in mining equipment. Being in close proximity to this cylinder is the equivalent of having 10 x-rays per hour. It's incredibly radioactive, and they've dropped it somewhere on a highway. And it's 8x6 mil.
That's insane.
And they've got like a national appeal. There's like people doing
how
news briefings
that?
And stuff 6 hours ago.
Oh my God.
And they're
that
like,
that is so current.
Yeah, if you say a little, little bolt.
Is there some people out with like this?
They're going to do sweeps with a radiometer.
So what's the distance that you get like affected by it?
I don't know, but apparently a capsule, if anyone's wondering how serious a capsule this size can be, in 1970, a capsule like this was lost and killed 4 people.
Holy shit.
That's crazy. It's so, just like, and also just think the amount of radioactive material in the world.
Something in mind.
The fact that that's like a huge deal is pretty nuts.
Oh my God.
But it's so tiny as well.
Yeah.
So anyone driving like over it on the highway.
Yeah, is it going to be just residual? Like, obviously one x-ray or whatever isn't going to be too damaging.
Yeah, like how
because you get this radiation from just going on planes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a small amount.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck.
But yeah, you don't want to pick that one up and next thing go, oh,
imagine if
this?
Your car breaks down.
It's not going to be glowing
at the
green.
The specific point with that
pretty
capsule.
Unlucky, eh?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been here for 3 hours. Oh, you're fucked, mate.
Yeah.
Your balls ache. Yeah, they do. They really
My balls
do.
Really ache.
They just like pustuling and bubbling
oh,
up.
Oh, crikey, my balls.
Oh, my God.
Look at the size of that scorpion.
It's just the balls.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ, a kangaroo with a scorpion on its back.
It's a giant scorpion mutant.
It's throwing snakes.
Well, so, that's a bombshell to land on there.
Yeah. So, watch out if you're in,
so
Western,
if you're in
Australia,
Western Australia. Watch
just
out.
Just avoid highways if you can.
Oh, yeah.
I think they probably know which highway it is, right?
Yeah. If you're listening to this now and you're wondering if you're driving along in Australia and your balls have started to ache, it is
just divert off the following
between
road.
Newman and Malaga in Western Australia.
I hope that's not a huge distance.
It was 1,400 kilometers.
And they don't have an inkling as to what part of that highway. Ah, fuck.
It just fell out of my pocket.
Oh,
I don't know, just bumped out of the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's at some point between Malaga, 1,400 kilometres.
I lost the radioactive dingling.
Was I supposed to keep that?
Oh,
sorry.
I'm being a drone guy. Sorry, I dropped it.
Yeah, I threw it out with my Tic Tacs.
My Tic Tac. It's in my Tic Tac box.
So put small. But if it's that bad, surely they can detect it with.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'd like mount a couple of like scanners to be the side of a car and just drive all
couple
the way down.
Couple of Geigers.
Do a Google Maps style thing.
Yeah.
Wait for that click.
Get a team of them.
Yeah.
Right. Geiger counters.
I'm
yeah,
sure they have processes in place, right? What to do if you lose a tiny little death stick? Mm.
Yeah, well, you'd think the mining company knows how to retrieve it.
Yeah, or handle it in the first
or what
place.
What if it's just like a vial of diamonds and they're just trying to find it for themselves? They're like, don't look, don't touch anything on the ground. We dropped our diamonds.
Yeah, within like a 3 mile radius of it. Yeah, it's real dangerous.
Yeah, real dangerous. We're looking for it, but if you see anything, like, sure, just don't touch it.
That would be a really smart way of like getting people off a road is like the fear of death.
Immediately. Well, yeah, of course.
It's like, now we've got the road to film on.
So it's literally how like most conspiracy theories go.
Yeah. I think that capsule is an
fear
alien.
Fear of death is a pretty strong motivator for human beings.
It's an alien Tic Tac.
It is an alien Tic Tac. I mean, that's a good way of describing it, really. Don't touch the alien Tic Tac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get X-rayed.
Hell yeah.
Free X-ray, innit?
Free X-ray.
You will not get a photo back.
You've seen the waiting list? Oh, you go find this little stick.
I'm going to go X-ray myself. It said 10 X-rays. That's free per hour.
They say all you need to do is you hold up an A3 sheet of paper between you and it.
and it should burn it on.
Just burn the image on.
Lovely.
Hello, we're meant to stand in front of this thing. Yeah. He says with his little solarium goggles on.
Just quite a swimming.
Christ, my balls are aching.
They really ache.
Picture's just getting worse.
Well, I hope that's something good to leave you with there.
Wow.
Yeah. Be safe out there, Western Australia. Don't take the highway.
Don't play with radioactive materials.
Don't pick up a capsule off the floor.
Come on.
And we'll be back next week for more Hat Chat. It might be on a different day if you're watching the stream. However, indeed, it should be released at the same time.
Yeah,
if you're listening to this. And once again, a big thanks to our Patreons out there for voting on our hypotheticals for today and just generally supporting us. Thank you. You'll notice that you're gaining access to more videos and stuff now on Patreon because we are releasing all our YouTube members' videos onto Patreon as well, all tiers. So thank you very much for supporting us. And if you've got a finger much like Matthew Cruz, send it on down to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. Hyphen or dash. Not two hyphens.
That's so confusing. hatchat@hat-films.com.
Dash is fine. Yeah. I should just say dash.
That's the one. Just keep the dash.
And yeah, thank you very much for listening to us. We'll be back next week. Have a great bloody weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.